Welcome to the Ernie Chan Show.
Today, we will be talking about the life is about making choice and priorities, which is Ernie's has recently post an article on his personal blog and also his LinkedIn account. And he get a lot of the comments just for this article itself. His personal LinkedIn account for this life is about making choices and priorities has reached to about 30 over comments and talking about his point of view about this. And he also posted pictures of five types of people to surround yourself with. There are five types of here: the inspired, the motivated, the open-minded, the passionate, and also the grateful. So today we will talk more about this topic where he wanted to tell this message to the public, where what is this, what is he actually trying to say in this article itself. And I think the main topic to conclude in all this is his article is talking about you only live once. So if you only live once, you will need to make a perfect or probably a good, better decisions for yourself. You doesn't need to compromise anything because you have only one life to live. That's what he's trying to say in his article. So today, we will have him later at about 12:30, and then he will be here to share with you more on what we were going to share about. If you recently followed his Facebook or his personal page, you will realize that his hand recently injured. Actually, he actually hurt his hand at I think on the last 2 to 3 days already. The reason why he hurt his hands is because of he too overly exercise. I think he recently attend the badminton gathering. I think he have a badminton, and then he respond all your message in the message to minister's videos, and then his finger skin peeled, and then he also joined the last 3 days the 3 days before on a Saturday, we have an awesome leadership camp, 2 days with the students, Portman College students and Portman Academy students. He was there and he joined us about 2 days with us. So he literally played the games with us, he speak to us, he share with us, and then he also dance with us, he sing with us as well. So that is the reason why, I think. And before he joined us in the awesome leadership camp, he also did a workout at the gym at the resort there. So he literally never stopped for his daily workout life. That is the reason why he hurt his hands, and now he go to the acupuncture, and then he his hand right now cannot lift up. I think his left hand, his left hand right now cannot lift up to a certain angle. So that's what is his situation right now. But we still conduct this the Ernie Chan Show for you, for the audience, as promised. Every Wednesday 12:30 we will be here to share with you his point of view of what he gonna be share with you, or probably motivate you or inspire you with his certain point of view. And today we will be going to share more on his personal blog, and also his LinkedIn page. LinkedIn account has shared recently. He has shared a article which is all come from him. The title will be "Life is about making choices and priorities," and he also mentioned few things and also few quotes in his article, and get attracted a lot of the comments from all around the world. So we receive a lot of feedback on this article. So that's why today we are going to be talk about his article. If you want to know where to check out his article, you may go to the his personal blog and also his personal LinkedIn account. He has literally posted the article talking about life is about making choices and priorities. And the conclusions, the simple synopsis of this article is all about you only live once. So when you only live once, you don't need to compromise anything. You will make the decision as you wish, want to do. So today we will have him to speak more about his article that he posted in a personal blog, and also his LinkedIn account that attracted a lot of people commented on his LinkedIn account about this article. So with that, we will have Ernie over here. Please welcome.
Yes, Jim Chan.
Hi, Mr. Ernie. I just shared a little bit on your hand injured story.
Yeah, but, still injured.
So your left hand still cannot raise up, right?
Can be up to halfway lah. Getting better. Because I did a lot of stretching this morning. I didn't work out this morning, but I did a lot of stretching according to the CLM master. So he told me to not work out for 2 weeks, but do a lot more stretching. So I started doing a lot more stretching this this morning.
Yeah, so yeah. You still continue going to your workout every single day?
Yesterday I did. I was not supposed to, but I did. So I didn't carry weights. I just went on the treadmill and started walking. And then after that, I went to did the chiropractic lah.
Yeah.
The guitar, right? He told me you shouldn't be walking also. So he said, be nicer to your body and don't even walk, because when you walk also you're moving your hand aggressively, so better not walk. Just do some light stretching. So that's what I did for 1 hour this morning on my bed, and then also got off the bed and also continued doing more stretching. So I did about 1 hour stretching. I think it's a lot better now.
All right, yeah. That's cool. And we still conduct this The Ernie Chan Show for all of you to be inspired to know more from Mr. Ernie's point of view. All right, so if you wanted to let more people know about this Ernie Chan Show, please do share this podcast to your friends. Share it, all right? And then we will have more of the your favorite content to be reviewed in the next The Ernie Chan Shows, all right? So, Mr. Ernie, this week we were going to talk about your recent article that you have posted in your personal blog and also your LinkedIn account that attracted a lot of comment below. So the topic of your article is life is about making choices and priorities. As what I read and also reading all the comments, it's all about you only live once. So there are a lot of people saying that YOLO, you only live once, right? So what is your point of view of you only live once?
My opinion is actually you live every single day. You only die once, right?
All right.
So, but you living once every single day, you have to make sure every single day is of value to yourself and to other people. A lot of people are always considering to want to serve the community, want to be able to do something bigger than more than what is about yourself, right? And I've always strived to do that also. But I always also want to remind you that before you can even think about serving the community and serving others, you must first and foremost make sure you are serving yourself, you are taking care of yourself. Because if you don't do that, there is no way possible for you to sustain yourself for the future. Because if you want to do more, you must be able to make sure you can take care of yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for us to understand that we do live once, but we actually live every single day and we die once. So it's important for us to take note that you don't just live for people. You must first and foremost live for yourself, live a healthy and happy life so that you are sustainable.
Yep, cool. So this is what Mr. Ernie means about YOLO. So it's not, you are not only live once, you live every single day and you only die once. That's the meaning of what Mr. Ernie has mentioned about. So Mr. Ernie, you posted the article with pictures that mentioned about five types of people to surround yourself with.
Yep.
They are the inspired, the motivated, the open-minded, the passionate, and also the grateful.
Yep.
So would like to explain more about these five types of people that you mentioned.
I think it's very important, first and foremost, the inspired, right?
Mm.
To live a life that is worth living, that is fulfilled, we must live an inspired life. And a lot of times, I read Facebook, I read Instagram, I read articles, I read about other people's challenging life stories, and they actually are able to be inspired to go beyond. So I get inspired by other people's story. And my life story of the challenges that I go through also inspire a lot of other people in my life. So I think it's very important for us to want to live an inspired life. We must first be inspired ourselves. If you want to live an inspiring life, to be able to do more and wanting to do more, you must make sure that you surround yourself by inspiring people. People who are inspired to do great things, people inspired to go above and beyond, people who are able to think bigger than what they imagine possible.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's important to surround ourselves by people who are inspired themselves so that we can become more inspired ourselves to inspire others.
Right.
So life is about living a life worth inspiring and life worth to be inspired. So that to me is the first type of people that you need to surround yourself with. Secondly, is being inspired is not good enough. You need to be motivated to take action to get there. The difference between inspiring and motivation is very clear. Inspiring is an ideal.
Right.
An ideal of an ideal that we want to get to. Mm-hmm. Something that's above and beyond what we are possible humanly possible to be achieving. Okay. Right? So you're inspired to do great things. Motivated is divided into two words. The word motivation comes from the word motive in action. Mm. It is a goal-driven, it is a target-driven, it is a destination-driven.
Mm-hmm.
So we must have a very specific objective. So usually I call that a SMART goal, right?
Okay.
It has to be specific, it has to be measurable, it has to be achievable,
right.
It has to be reliable, and it has to be target-driven. So it has to be very specific for a motive in action for us to actually get there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for us to always take charge of being inspired. It's great to be inspired, but if you do nothing, you're not motivated to get there, you're not going to get there. So you need to have a target set for you to drive yourself and to be motivated to really, really get there.
Yeah.
I think that's very, very important over there. The third one is called open-minded. A lot of times people always wonder, why do we have to accept what people have to say? Now, you don't have to accept what people have to say, but you have to accept what people's opinions is of a different perspective. There is no way in anyhow possible that we will be able to accept everything that people say. We cannot agree to everything people say, but what we can is we must accept that they have a different perspective. We have to agree to disagree. We cannot say you are wrong or I am right. We must not just say because the person has that opinion, that person is wrong, or I have this opinion, I'm wrong. We have to agree to disagree that you have your perspective of how the thing is and I have my perspective. So what we want to surround ourselves with are people who are open-minded. Open-minded people are very hard to come by. There are a lot of very close-minded people.
Yep.
Most recently, my video to the Minister of Education garnered 250,000 views, right? So many different opinions and perspectives, and everyone has really made a judgment. The moment you are not in agreement to what they are thinking, you are wrong. Or whatever that you are saying that is not aligned to what they believe in, you are wrong. I totally disagree with everything the people say, but I did not say that they are wrong. I don't agree doesn't mean that you are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree means I don't agree. I don't agree because it's from my perspective, I don't agree. But you don't agree with me, that's okay. But that's your perspective. You can choose not to agree with me, but you cannot say that I'm wrong.
Oh.
What makes one person right doesn't make the other person wrong. It only makes a person wrong in your perspective. So we cannot be close-minded. We must be open-minded in order for discussions and debates to happen. Because if you don't open your minds up, you will forever be closed into making decisions that is very small.
Yeah. Mr. Ni, talking about this open-minded, there are a lot of, because I deal with a lot of students, and sometimes our family, parents, you know.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of close-minded parents where we Chinese have education's belief that we children need to listen to the parents. And the parents have close-minded, as what Mr. Ni said. And in these generations, children actually see more from the social media. So they have their point of view. But at the end, they have to listen to the parents. So what is your suggestions to this group of people?
Two things. First group is to the parents, right?
Yep.
Parents, you live your life your way. Leave your kids alone and let them live their life. Because we are continuously parenting our children the way we were raised, you're going to be having a lot of problems in the near future. The children today have access to so much information and they're exposed to so many things that you were not exposed to, that we parents are not exposed to. I just give a very real life simple example that happened over our awesome leadership camp over the weekend, right? We, for the last 6 years, we've been having awesome leadership camp. I remember my time when we were having awesome leadership camp, we would run out of the camps.
Mm-hmm.
When I was going to camps, when we were 17 years old, 16 years old, we would find ways to escape and get out of the camp and try to do funny, funny things with our girlfriends, with our friends and everything else, right?
Okay.
And we would be very, very concerned because I was a naughty boy myself. And I was actually wanting to make sure the kids that I bring on camp now are scrutinized and watched after so that they do not run out of camps. Then I asked my team to go and do spot checks on them at 12 o'clock midnight to make sure they're in their rooms and everything. What we learned was that we actually no longer need to do spot checks. Why? During our time when I was younger, when we were running around trying to get out and do funny things with our girlfriends, we had no such thing called social media. We didn't have something called mobile phones. We didn't have an entertainment source that was more comfortable for us to stay in the room to enjoy. Back then, we had camps. Camps means it's not that fun, it's not as exciting because we didn't have anything to ourselves. We just had to find excitement ourselves.
I understand.
Right? So we were naughty and we're trying to play truant and try to get out there. Today, what we notice in the young kids is they have their phone, they have the social media entertainment, they have their aircon in their room. They are not interested to leave.
Good enough.
It's good enough. They are happy being in the room. So by 12 o'clock, when they spot check on every single one of our kids over here, they were all already in the room, playing with their own phones, with their games, and with their own video content. They were just enjoying it. So times have changed. We cannot parent our kids the way we were parented 20 years ago.
Understood.
So the parents today, please do not put your children in a prison, in a jail. The more we pressure them, the more you start to see them finding new ways to escape. And what is most dangerous is that we expect them to be following our opinion on how they're supposed to live their life. They are not going to do it anyway. They don't do it in front of you, doesn't mean that they're not doing it behind your back. We have to find new ways to engage with our children, even through social media, if that's the way that we're going to be engaging them. So I advise all parents today to engage with your children via social media, because to be a friend with them is no longer just being having conversations with them. We got to also have conversation, communication, engagement with them in all channels of communication that they're most fluent with, so that you can also be seeing more than just stopping them, but you're actually participating and helping them identify what's right and wrong on their own. You cannot stop them from pursuing this new interest of theirs, because it's just all exposed out in the market. So my advice to parents is, instead of stopping it, participate in the engagement of this social media platform and communicate with them via there as well, off and on, so that you can have better relationship growing up with the children. The second part are the children. The children should be leveraging on social media to understand how it actually works, to use this platform to benefit you, to get information faster, quicker, and then identify what's wrong and what's not wrong. Bottom line is this, nothing has changed. Values are the same. It's just another channel for you to leverage on, for you to move things faster and to get things a lot quicker. Other than that, the values of how you use certain things is the same. You still have to respect people. You still have to accept the differences of our opinions, and you just have to do you. At the end of the day, we are all different, built differently, and we all have to be leveraging on what we do best and focus on that and magnify on that.
Talking about Mr. Nee, you just now shared about the message to the parents, right? So I also realized that you have a section, you have an event called Lock Up Children. So you are conducting a seminar kind of things. You are talking.
Yeah, I'll be speaking on this title called Lock Up Children, because I felt a lot of children that I deal with, they felt that they coming to the academy, to the college, is an escape for them. They feel so happy, excited when they come to college. Why? Because they get to be who they really are. They get to say what they really want to say. They get to share what they really want to share. So when we say lock up, we don't mean that you lock them up in the house physically, but you're locking them up emotionally, mentally. And that is very dangerous for a lot of young people. So a lot of times young people, they do a lot of crazy shit and they do a lot of things that parents don't like. It's because they've been locked up emotionally, mentally, and physically as well. So it's important for parents to start to understand that if you really want to engage and want your children to be able to do better, you need to release them. That's why the topic is lock up children. Papa, mama, please release me.
Yep, correct.
Releasing me not just from a physical sense from the house, but mentally, emotionally. This is what we need to release the children from today. So I'm actually conducting that talk. When is it?
At the 30th of November.
30th of November at Portman College over here.
Yeah, if you are interested to have to attend this event, please go to eventbrite.com and search for Lock Up Children. Papa, Mama, please release me. Or you can just search Lock Up Children if you pop up already.
It's a free event. I'm just doing a talk because I feel a lot of responsibility to be able to share with parents what I know, what I observe, and what I see. Parents need a different way to release their children. They need a better way to monitor their children. And by stopping social media from them, taking the phones away from them, and also just using the old ways of how we've been managed and parented, is the wrong way for sure. But that's your choice. It's your children. It's your mistake to make. It's up to you. But my job to share with you.
So if you wanted to register, you can go to eventbrite.com, search Lock Up Children, and then you were able to register there from there. All right. It's a free seats event.
So the three types of people that you need to surround yourself with. The first type is the inspired. The second type are the motivated. The third type are the open-minded. And the fourth type are the passionate. Right. It's very important to feel passionate about what we do. Passionate means to say the feeling of loving what we do. A lot of people do things and they are not able to provide the whole heart to do something because they're not passionate. They don't find that that's what they really want. So I'm very big on people doing what they really love to do, because if you find what you really love to do, you're passionate about it, the chances of you surviving in that is a lot greater. Why? Because if you're not around passionate people, you don't tend to be passionate as well. I like to be around people who are very passionate. A lot of people like to be around me because they love my passion. They love the way I want to do things and achieve things. Some people don't like it. My passion is too strong and too high for them. But there are people who are aligned to my kind of passion. They like to be around me, and that's cool. So be around the kind of people who are passionate. People who have no passion, they kind of die off very easily, very quickly. People who are very passionate, even though they are at their deathbed, they won't be ready to die because they have something to chase, something to look forward to. So I love to live a passionate life. I love to do things above and beyond. People don't know why. That's okay. That's your life. I want to be around passionate people because I am a passionate person.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, the fifth type of people that we need to be around with all the time are the people who are grateful. People who understand how to be grateful, you will then start to see. The bigger the challenges that you have, the more grateful you must be for them. Because the more challenges you have, the bigger the obstacle, then you start to realize that, hey, you know what? Because of these challenges and these obstacles, I become a bigger person. I become someone who's able to resolve more challenges and more opportunities are presented to me.
Mm-hmm.
Every problem, the bigger the problem that we solve, the bigger the opportunity that we have. The bigger of a challenge that the world presents to you, the more greater of a responsibility and opportunity we have to grow bigger. So we must look at every single thing as being grateful. So I like to be around people who are grateful. I am grateful for all the challenges and difficulty. I'm grateful for all the opportunities. So we must learn to be more grateful, right?
Yep. Yeah, Mr. Nee, these five types of element of the people that you mentioned, I literally feel that you have these five things in your whole entire system.
That's why you're around me.
So, in your whole entire life, for about 46 years already, have you met someone like having these five together?
I think along the way, yeah. I would have met different people, would have one or two or three or four. But to have all five, sometimes not so. Because why? Even I myself also will not have all the five all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. Sometimes we fail. Why? Because we are also human. We have emotions. Being humans is good to have the emotions because it makes us human. Being human means to say we will fail, means to say we will fall. And it's okay to fall. You must accept that you are not perfect. We must accept that others are not perfect. We must accept that we will make mistakes and we must learn to forgive. Don't forget, but we must forgive. So have I met someone else who are exactly like the way I am? I don't think so. That's why it makes me uniquely me and makes them uniquely them. There's no right, there's no wrong. It's just you do you, I do me. We must just make sure that we do not judge and be too hard on ourselves. So I used to be very hard on myself. You know, I want to be able to do more. If I can't make it at that pace, I will then start to say, why didn't I make it better, faster, quicker?
Mm-hmm.
Likewise, yourself also. You should not also be too hard on yourself. Work hard, move faster. But at the end of the day, if you don't achieve it, you also got to look at yourself and say, you know what? I'm not going to stop. I'm going to continue doing. So even though you didn't succeed yet, but at least you still are able to get better. So most importantly is don't stop. Keep on looking for ways to get better. You will get better.
Mm-hmm. But Mr. Nee, there are also some of the people like, I also faced these issues last time. When we have friends and also a group of people who are not the inspired, also not the motivated, but they are your friends. They are your close friends. So what is your solution to, but you are mixing with that every single day, but what is your solution to have to solve this?
Three words, cut them out.
Wow.
That's it. There's no secrets or anything because why? I'm not interested to spend the rest of my life trying to inspire others who are not inspired. It takes up too much energy. I tried to do that for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And I start to realize that a lot of times people will not be inspired no matter what you do because they already chose to be the negative block. So mm-hmm. I like to just cut them out. What I like to do is that I like to remove toxic people, people who are negative, people who are just not inspired, people not passionate, people are not grateful, people are not open-minded, people who are just not wanting to do more than what they are currently because you're wasting a lot of energy trying to inspire others. I like to inspire others who want to be inspired. So it really win me 50% of the battle because you are already wanting to be inspired. So why do I want to go there and put myself in a situation to inspire someone who doesn't want to be inspired? Why do I want to go and be talking to people who are not wanting to be grateful? It's a lot more fruitful for me to work with people who are already grateful, inspired, open-minded, mm-hmm. and passionate. And they are all the kind of people that I want to work with. They are motivated on their own. So why bother with those that are not? So cut them out.
But don't you think they will change one day?
Why should I bother when they change? Let them change on their own time. Because they should not be changing because of me. They should be changing when the time is right for them. That's what they want anyways, because they will tell you, will you just leave me alone? I will get to where I want to get to on my own time, because there's not a race from me to you. So I respect that you want to get to where you want to get to on your own time. So I will then leave you alone and cut you out.
Right. So these are the five type of people that you need to surround with that you mentioned in your LinkedIn account and also your personal blog. If you wanted to know more about these five types of people and also the article, you can also check out our Ernie Chan LinkedIn account. You just search Ernie Chan at LinkedIn, you will find it already. And then there's most comment one in the most of his article. This is the one of the most commented one. And in the article, Mr. Ernie, you also highlight four, I could say, quotes and also a sentence that mean a lot to you. The first one you mentioned is don't judge and be too hard on yourself and others. What are you trying to say about this?
I think we judge people too much. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, we judge ourselves too much also. You see, I've been working out so hard to lose the weight. I lost a total of 84 kilos. Mm-hmm. It's like losing more than a human being from my body. And I had many stages losing the 84 kilos where it was so challenging and difficult that I had times when the weight just wouldn't lose anymore. No matter what I did, I starved myself, I work out, I eat back and did that. It just didn't move. So I then decided that, you know what? Let's not be too hard on myself. Let's take a break. So I took a 1 week break. I ate back normally. I gained back a little bit of weight. But that's the whole idea. The whole idea is that for something to be sustainable and continuous, I cannot be too hard on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started doing that, and I went back on a regime of losing weight again after I gained back the weight, I started losing back and losing more.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to be finding new ways and not to be too hard and too critical on my own process.
Okay.
And also a lot of times we are very judgmental of other people. I also started to not judge people at all. I mean, you do you, I do me. You live your own life. You see, when you have gone through so much as I've gone through, losing my mom and my dad, my bulldog and so many more things in my life, yeah, you start to realize that, you know, life is really very meaningful if you live it more meaningfully.
Mm.
Instead of just be judgmental of other people, which I see a lot of idiots like to comment a lot of judgments and things like that on. It's your choice, you know, you can judge all you want, but I'm trying to advise people. I don't want to judge people, you don't judge. Why? It's pointless judging people. It's good to give feedback, but it's pointless to judge because you don't know my story. You know what's the funniest thing, yep, Jim? People like to judge you 100% of the 20% of the things that they know about you. They don't even know the 80% of the story, even 100%, but they're judging you based on the 20% knowledge that they know on you. So to me, is whatever you judge is all the best to you. But to me, it's sad that you are judging people and making comments and just really idiotic. So some guy who was actually commenting on my page, right, after my ministry, is saying
yeah,
that
correct,
it's stupid for a man to publicly announce that he only has SPM, in SPM, he has an SPM qualification and he owns a college. How stupid can he be a business owner? Some guy was saying that,
wow,
he may be a good leader, but may not be the one teaching them. I say, it's okay. Either way, it's fine. But let me correct you. Do your research a bit better. I have my degree in communication, mass communication. I have my master's degree in communication. Both are from a state university in Kentucky. Western Kentucky University. Please Google them or call them and find whether I'm a real graduate from there. I have my real certificates hanging in my office. A lot of people don't even know. They like to listen to what they want to listen to. They like to see what they like to see.
True.
Without even knowing what it is. I'm currently doing my dissertation in my doctorate in business administration from Asia E University, a local private university. Google it up and check. Call the registry to see if my name is there or not. Ask whether I completed all my courses. Am I doing my dissertation? Find out before you make stupid, idiotic comments. That's why I say people are just judging without them doing research. Don't judge. Fine. Research. You know, 20% of the story, making a judgment on 100% based on your own thinking of what you think is real and what is not real. So a lot of people are just judging themselves and judging other people too hardly. So that's what I meant.
Yeah, there is also one of the posts I recently read in Facebook. They mentioned that the post is mentioned, don't judge me. If you want to judge me, please come and PM me or contact me in my personal contact phone. If you don't have my personal contact number, then you have no right to judge me. That sounds so true, right?
Yeah, because you don't even know me.
Yeah,
you
correct.
You don't even have a mobile number, but that's the beauty of this social media thing. A lot of people are judging as keyboard warriors because why? They know that people are not going to respond to you. And the funniest thing is this, once you understand this whole entire social media keyboard warrior thing, they are only there tahi hanga hanga ayam or something like that.
San fan zhong yi to.
It's like, for a moment, everyone just want to meluahkan perasaan dia. They just want to, and then they forgot what they even said. And it actually makes you look really idiotic and stupid when you just make comments without you realizing that it's actually meaningless of what you just said. So a lot of people don't understand. They judge people without them realizing the impact of it to some people. So my solution for those of you out there being judged or being bullied on social media is this. Very simple. Look at it, laugh at it, and then move on. Because why? It doesn't mean shit to that person. It doesn't mean anything to you. So forget about all this bullying on social media and just do what you want to do and pleases your heart. Because once you're happy pleasing your heart, you don't give a shit about what people think about you.
Yep, that's correct. And the second quote that Mr. Nee stated over here is, set higher standards for your life and live the life that for you is not for the others. So what is the meaning that you're
trying to say? It's very simple, actually. It's just that why are we always wanting to live by other people's standards? We are living by our parents' standard, our wife's standard, our girlfriend's standard, our colleague's standard, our staff's standard. Yeah, yeah. We are consistently trying to live for other people. And that's bullshit to me. I've been living for other people's standards of what they think I'm supposed to be. You see, every single standard you try to live for others, and once you achieve that standard, they expect so much higher from you one. And when their own family and all other people around their family have so low life standards, and they're okay with that, because you are doing better and have a higher standard, they then continuously expect you to live by that higher standards.
Mm-hmm.
I no longer live by other people's standards. I only live by my standards that I set for myself, that is higher standard for myself. Means to say, consistently every single day, I learn to become a better version of myself. I no longer learn to become a better version of myself or other people. I learn to become a better version for myself, living a life of no compromise that is making myself happy and healthy. I serve me first and foremost. Is it a selfish thing? Yes, it's a very selfish thing for me to be sustainable so that I can be selfless to serve more. Because if I'm not selfish and sustainable, I cannot be able to sustain and serve more. Yep. If I want to love big, serve big, I must love myself big, serve myself big. Then only I'm sustainable to love and serve bigger in this world.
Yeah. The most of the people that I know, they are also like live with other people's standards.
Yeah.
Like, because my mom want to have this, whereas my father want me to study that, like kind of things. So, are you saying that most of the people in this world, they actually doesn't have their own directions?
They have absolutely no idea what they want to do, and it's totally okay. Life is not about finding that direction, like the moment you get out of school, or the moment you get your first job, and the moment you get married. Life is about a discovery process of how you are actually going to be excited living the life. You know, a lot of people don't realize how important life is until you start to lose loved ones in your life and you start to almost lose your own life. You see, I start to see a lot of things differently when I start to even lose my own life, potentially to obesity, right? So when you start to appreciate your own life more, you start to feel that you're not as happy because you're constantly trying to live up to people's standards and people's life. You start to appreciate your everyday more. You start to strive to be happier, healthier in every way you possibly can so that you are sustainable. The key word is sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it important? Because if you're not sustainable, you're not going to be able to go very far. See, tomorrow I'm going to be speaking on this topic as being entrepreneurs. You need to be sustainable. Building sustainable and profitable businesses. How can your business be profitable if you are not sustainable? How can your business be sustainable if you yourself as the entrepreneur driving is not sustainable? So to me, it's very important for us to take note. If you want to be building successful businesses, if you want to be contributing to the community successfully, you yourself must first and foremost be sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever bullshit gurus tell you that, you know, to be serving others, it will make you happy and all this, that's bull crap to me. That's bullshit. Why? Because I've tried that approach, you know. It makes me tired. It makes me helpless after a while that continuously giving is like a car.
Mm-hmm.
Driving a car, continuously emptying your fuel for other people. When your fuel is empty, you are tired, you're miserable. You need to fill back your car, your engine needs to move. And if you are constantly trying to fulfill other people's expectations and other people's standards, not living by your own standards of what makes you happy and healthy, you are not going to be sustainable and you cannot go forward. So I am big on us taking care of I, me, myself, self-care, self-love before anything else. If you want to serve big, you want to love big, you must serve and love yourself biggest. If you don't do that, there is no way possible you can be sustainable for the bigger things to come.
So to take care of yourself before you take care of the others.
It's a must. There's no way I can take care of anyone else if I don't take care of myself in every way possible. Physical, mentally, emotionally, financially, everything. I must be first and foremost taken care of myself. It's bullshit. You are lying to your partners. You're lying to your father, mother, and your children, and your wife, and your partners that you're doing all this for them. That's bullshit. If you are doing all this for yourself first, then you can say, I can take care of my people. So you don't tell me, you know, you can take care of your mother, father, if you can't even take care of yourself. There is no way you can take care of your parents if you're not healthy. There is no way you can take care of your family if you're not rich. There is no way possible, right? So to me, number one priority, make sure you are taken care of first.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Mr. Annie, for the advice. Okay? You have a third and fourth. I think it's the same, roughly the same meaning. I would just conclude it in one. Live and let live. And life is too short to feel sorry for yourself. And at the end of the day, regret is a real bitch. So, yeah, Mr. Ni.
Yeah, you know, live and let live. A lot of people are just so worried about what other people think about them. They're so concerned about people thinking about how Jim says is going to look like. You're going to have an M on your head, so what? You're going to look like your dad, right? You're so concerned about people looking at your belly and having the belly with these skinny bones and everywhere else. Why do you give a rest ass about what people think about us? You know, it's so much that we can be using our energy and time to think about how we're going to live our every single second moment fruitfully, productively, happily. Mm-hmm. Instead, we are so worried about what people think about how we dress, how we talk, how we say. He shouldn't be saying things like that. Who give a damn about how I say things? You don't like it, don't listen. You don't like to read my things on my wall, don't come to my wall and read. Don't like to watch my videos, don't watch. Don't like to listen to my live podcast, my Facebook live, don't watch. Yep. No one's holding a gun to your head, man. Live and let live. It's important for us to just chill. And you know what? Being in the nursing home so much because of my dad, spending time there, seeing a lot of the old folks over there. A lot of times when I talk to the old folks over there, it's really sad to see them. A lot of them are just waiting for time, longing, and love. I don't think I'm going to be waiting for people to come and see me in the nursing home. I believe that I'm going to own the nursing home, and I'm going to be partying in the nursing home, and I'm going to be having a time of my life. Because why? Because I would have then realized that, you know what? I've never regretted a single moment of my life. And that's why I decided to live my life the way I'm living my life now, which is just live. Not worry about what people have to say and think. You don't like it, don't be part of my life. I didn't want you to be part of my life anyways. Yeah. If you want to be negative in your opinion on my life, because my life is my life. You don't pay my bills. You don't decide how I live. You have no say over the way I live. You can do you. I'm not going to say anything about your life. It's your choice. What I do is my life. What makes me happy is what makes me happy. A lot of people are very concerned about the moment they post something on social media, people have feedback and comments. I don't give a shit about your comments and your feedback. I have something to say back to you also. But you know what's the best part? A lot of people like to put up visuals and pictures. They take photographs of them traveling here, traveling there, trying to show as though they are having a luxurious life, showing their tickets, their air tickets. Oh, another trip flying over here. Yeah. Real happiness is not what you present on social media, man. Real happiness is when the doors are closed, whether you're with the people and spending time and doing the shit that you want to do that makes you happy. You see, I've learned a lot over the years of trying to present to people that, you know what? Hey, this is cool, man. I've got a great life. My life is about what you see on social media. What else happens after that pictures in the social media? You do not know whether I'm suffering, whether I'm happy, whether I'm unhealthy or not. You have no idea. I do. So that's why to me, whatever is presented on social media and all you bullshit crappers out there that's Instagramming your stories to show people your lifestyle, your travels, your richness, your Lamborghinis and everything bullshit that you're showing off, you know what? What happens after the picture? Nobody knows. Real happiness is you knowing what you actually are happy and not behind closed doors. I know now I'm truly happy. You know why? Because behind closed doors, I'm freaking happy. I get to do me, eat what the shit I want, and work out the way I want, and be with the people that I want, and do the things that I want. So true happiness is after you close the doors when no one's around you. Do you have peace of mind? Are you enjoying relaxing in your air-conditioned house, with your massage chair, with no one there for you to fulfill expectations, but your own expectations at your own time. Now, that's living life happily and healthily.
Yep. And you don't leave regretness into your decisions.
No regrets, man. No regrets. You know, that's the most important thing. Because the worst thing you can ever live is when you are 92 years old, when you're 80 years old, you're living life, and then you are just waiting to die in regret. Because at that age, you're not going to be able to do much at all.
Yeah. All right. I think today's section will be the wrap up for now. And today we have covered a few things that five types of people that you need to surround with. If you want to know more about this article, you can literally go to Ernie Chan's blog. You just Google up Ernie Chan's blog or Ernie Chan at LinkedIn. He actually shared this article with pictures to mention about his point of view about these five types of people you need to surround with, and also with the four quotes that he mentioned just now. If you feel you have a different point of view, wanted to share together, you can also leave comment at the point at the article itself, at the blog, or at the LinkedIn account. All right, and we will have more topics that if you want to ask Ernie, hashtag do ask Ernie, and then leave out your questions over there, and then we will conduct the Ernie Chan show to answer your questions from there. And if you wanted to order his books over here, he has 10 ultimate series book. Go to his website www.erniechan.com. You can do a pre-order from there. All right, with that, we did a wrap up for today. Thank you. Thanks for watching and listening to the Ernie Chan Show. Peace.
Thank you for watching. Bye bye. See you later.
Thank you for watching and listening to the Ernie Chan Show. Don't forget to like and follow my FB page every single day. And of course, stay tuned every Thursday at 12:30 p.m. where I'll be watching you live.